Okay, all you socialists out there, run and hide. We're back. You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
Good evening, folks. Welcome to a new week. Normally, we would have a metal report tonight, but Gene Miller didn't call. And I don't know how to get a hold of him this late in the evening. So we won't have a metal report tonight, maybe tomorrow night. Don't forget, just a reminder, until this Friday. In other words, your orders must be postmarked up to and including this coming Friday. If they are not, we will send them back to you. These offices are only good up to and including Friday. Your order must be postmarked on or before this coming Friday. One of the offers is garden seeds. And it's a lot of garden seeds. And I went down and priced the seeds that are on here, in the amounts that are on here, and this is quite a bit under half price of what you would pay down at the local nursery for these same seeds, folks, so take advantage of it. It's $48 for listeners, $40 for CAGI members. Very simple. And it's a variety of top quality seeds, and they were selected by virtue of their popularity, hardiness, and general adaptability throughout temperate climates. They are open pollinated varieties. They've been garden tested for many years and grown throughout the United States. They've proven their yields through the test of time. One can plants a garden plot 65 feet by 124 feet. Now, those of you out there who know about gardens know that that is a lot of food. You could feed the whole neighborhood, in fact, with that much food. And if you have canning skills, you could put away food probably for two winters. It includes Jubilee sweet corn, Blue Lake snap beans, Wando garden peas, Detroit dark red beets, Copenhagen market cabbage, Hale's best cantaloupe, red cord Chantenay carrots, Armenian cucumber, black-seeded Simpson lettuce, sweet Spanish onion, Jupiter bell pepper, butternut winter squash, zucchini summer squash, Bloomsdale long-standing spinach, Rutgers tomato, Rob broccoli, and sugar baby watermelon. These seeds have been selected, folks, for their high germination rate. They've been dry conditioned to precise specifications and hermetically sealed to ensure their maximum storage life in a heavy-duty enamel can. Now, if this can is kept sealed in a cool place, the seeds inside will be maintained at the highest possible germination level. We recommend these as a supplement to your stored food in case, you know, if you run out. And also, during hard times, if you have a plot of land, you can supplement your stored food with fresh vegetables. And, of course, you know that you should do that, especially if you have young children. You should try to give them some kind of fresh food, no matter how hard the times get. And the best way to do that is grow your own. Also, this week, up to and including Friday, which means your order must be postmarked on or before Friday, or this offer is no good. It's called the security unit. It's a two-year supply for one person or one-year supply for two adults. When I say person, I'm talking adults, folks. Two-year supply for one adult or one-year supply for two adults. Consists of number 10 cans, enameled, nitrogen-packed, dehydrated food. One can of fruit mix, one applesauce, one apple slices, one raisins, one banana slices, one potato granules, one corn, one carrot dices, one tomato powder, one onions chopped, one peas green garden, one cabbage, one ham and eggs chopped with water added. Just joking, folks. That's for the Vietnam veterans out there. one bacon bits, one beef, two chicken, one gelatin fruit flavor, one soup base, one peanut butter, one margarine product, one cheese blend, one salt, 12 cans, number 10 cans of instant non-fat milk, 12 regular non-fat milk, 6 of pinto beans, 6 of elbow macaroni, 6 of rice, 12 of hard red wheat, 12 of whole wheat flour, 12 cracked wheat cereal, 6 of white sugar, and in 2.5, number 2.5 cans, 1 mung beans, Alaska peas, 1 triticale, 1 lentils, 1 complete cookbook, teach you how to recombine all this stuff with water and cook it and make it taste good. And it all does. It's all good food, folks. Just, you know, dehydrated food is dehydrated food. Sprouting tray, lids, 50 lids for number 10 cans and 3 lids for number 2.5 cans. Altogether, it is 575 pounds dry weight, which means when you reconstitute it, it's like buying about 1,000 pounds of food in the grocery market. It's 19 cases complete. The retail price is $1,413. For listeners to this program, $1,113. For CAGI members, $1,000 even. See, all you people who wrote me and told me that a CAGI membership at $45 was too expensive, go soak your heads, buds, because everything, I mean, there hardly isn't anything that you could get from us where you wouldn't realize your whole membership cost back with one purchase, is there? Except for audio tapes, I guess, and maybe a couple of videotapes.
Look at the Atlanta series.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys really missed out. You know something? I've really noticed something in the so-called patriot community, which there really isn't, folks. There are some patriots in this country, not too many. There are no patriot organizations, I can guarantee you. But everybody runs around calling themselves patriots. They're only patriots as long as they don't have to support their own movement. The minute they're called upon to support their movement, that's when they stop being patriots. That's why the liberals are so successful. They fork out millions of dollars. They give all the time, everything they have to support their movement, and their movement goes ahead, and their movement is winning right now. Your movement isn't winning because you won't part with a penny. And now you're out there scratching your head because you're losing hundreds of dollars on these offers just because you thought $45 for a CAGI membership was too expensive. Well, I got news for you. When we open it back up, it's going to be even more expensive because it's worth it. See, I learned something when I was a kid. I deserve to be paid for my work. Socialists want everything free. And, of course, they're the ones who yell the loudest when they don't get paid much because they don't put out much because they want everything free. A lot of so-called patriots are closet socialists, folks. It just happens to be the truth. Okay, get your orders in, postmarked on or before Friday. You know, we went and got the mail today, and quite a few of you took advantage of that family unit, a lot more than I thought were going to participate. You got the best deal in the country, and your orders are already at the supply, the point of supply in San Bernardino, California, and allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. You will, of course, be required to pay freight upon delivery. And the freight cost depends upon the weight of it all and where you live in the country. I think the farthest point that we've seen so far, which is up in upper New York State, the freight is $299, something like that. That's for the family unit. That's, 1,400 pounds. That's good. That's, in fact, if you compare that to other freight rates, you're even getting a deal on the freight. That's amazing. Okay. Don't go away, folks. Got an interesting show for you tonight. Real interesting. Hmm. Welcome around the world to Radio Peace International.
I'm James Latham.
And I'm Jean Carstensen.
And we welcome you to the first edition of the Far Right Radio Review, a program where we'll take a look at shortwave particularly and far right radio stations and programs on the radio stations. And in the future, we hope to develop it into looking at AM radio and the far right, and basically the far right's use of the radio spectrum and media around the world. We certainly welcome you to the program. It's very exciting. We thank you, Dean, for joining us for this premiere podcast of the Far Right Radio Review.
Thank you very much, James. It's kind of a tough job, but we figure that somebody has got to be reviewing these programs that are really bombarding the airwaves from the United States.
And here we are. We've been doing it. We've been all listening. In fact, the whole staff at RFPI has been listening to some of these tapes that we've been making, and it is incredible. So a lot of the listeners out there, Gene, if you are not aware of what is being broadcast out of some of these stations, perhaps, they may have heard a little snippets of it, but if you listen to it to a great extent and you get the whole amount of what's being said and the content of what's being said, it's incredible.
James, I just start telling the listeners a little bit of what you hear at 2 a.m. from your radio into our Colón, Costa Rica.
Oh, it is incredible. Well, there's some certain topics that the far right, both the religious and political far right we're talking about, like to hit on. This is the liberal press. They are a target. We have the liberal government, the conspiracy theorists who think the government has been taken over by the Illuminati, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, various other organizations, the Jewish state, etc.
The United Nations.
The United Nations, of course, plays into this a lot. And there's a tremendous amount of that. Some programs are very sophisticated, some are very simple, but all have an underlying racist type of commentary that is a steep question. First, we should talk about the situation of the United States stations broadcasting this. There are 18 private shortwave stations in the United States. That's in the continental United States. There's several other out in the possessions of the U.S. These stations, but not only 16 of them, are religious affiliated in some respects. Out of those 16, the whole spectrum runs from one extreme to the other, Gene. We have, on one hand, say, the Christian Science Monitor, several Catholic broadcasts, except a very mainstream religious organizations. Some of them have been around for a long time, in fact. But particularly, we want to touch on four of these stations that aren't mainstream, that do have some religious programming on them, and certainly some very far-right religious and political broadcasts. They are WRNO, WWCR. And I should say where they're located. WRNO is in New Orleans, Louisiana. WWCR is in Nashville, Tennessee. WINV is in Red Lions, Pennsylvania, and WHRI, which is in Nobleville, Indiana, I believe. So these are the four that have probably the heaviest content of this far-right radio programming on them.
Unfortunately, pretty serious camera-wise, also far-right radio phenomenon. I think that was the thing that was most astounding to me, how powerful these stations are. I mean, like, the only other stations that compete are state broadcasts from other countries.
Yes, governmental broadcasts, etc. In fact, if you combine the total output of these four stations, what we're talking about is stations that are the equivalent of, say, Radio Japan or Australia or New Zealand. Certainly, they probably don't compete with the Voice of America or BBC in size, but certainly a force to be reckoned with. To give our listeners some idea, and some of the people are probably familiar with these terms as far as kilowatts. This is the amount of power, a kilowatt being 1,000 watts, that some of these stations have. Particularly, WWCR is a fast-growing station. Currently, it's using four 100,000-watt transmitters. 100,000 watts.
a lot of power coming out of WWZR. WRNO, who's one of the earlier pioneers of private broadcasting in the United States, is still sitting, I think, at 50,000 watts. It's not a big station as yet. And, of course, WINB is another 50,000 watt. WRHRI has a couple hundred kilowatt transmitters. So these are definitely powerhouses and can be heard around the world and are listening to around the world.
James, I know you're absolutely dying to tell our audience about your favorite programs on these stations. So what are some of your
absolute announcers that you've come off the hill after a long night at Radio for Peace, and you just can't wait to get a dose of...
Oh, yes.
It's incredible. There are several. I'm going to mention just a few. It seems like these stations are like watering holes, by the way. I want to point that out. That
they first appear, maybe one particular right-wing preacher on them, and all of a sudden several of his competitors are attracted, and the next week you hear that he has bought another short-wave station, even when it's just on a half-hour program, which you say, well, now he has a full station on his hands, and he's heard, around the world on them. So there's more and more being added all the time in the same far-right vein. A couple of them don't have them in any particular order, but here they are. Pastor Pete Peters. Pastor Pete Peters has been aligned with the white Aryan groups in the Colorado area for some time. And we'll be going on to individually these people in future programs and discussing as we go along. A fairly newcomer is Chris Saxton. Chris Saxton may be a newcomer to shortwave, and most of us probably have just heard of him through shortwave. But he's been a long time far-right operative. In fact, Chris Saxton has been connected with the Nazi in the past. He's been a neo-Nazi and is a survivalist. And Chris Saxton's program brings in a lot of survivalist-type training and information about weaponry and how to kill people, etc.
Really, a self-proclaimed Nazi is Ernest Undell.
Ernest Undell is from Canada and has been in trouble with the Canadian government off and on through hate crimes, again, propagating a Nazi point of view, and has written a book, for example, I think about 597 pages, on the fact that, according to him, the Holocaust never happened.
Holocaust revisionist.
Exactly.
One of the big things that is right now, unfortunately.
It is another thing. Another individual that has a very smooth delivery voice is Kevin Alfred Strom. We kind of refer to him as Dr. Stromlaw from the movie Dr. Strangelaw. Kevin Alfred Strom is another neo-Nazi person who has quite a large organization behind it with a lot of books and materials that they offer over the airwaves. And again, we'll go in a future program in more detail about his operations.
Brother Stan is another one.
Not as hard-hitting, not in the racist vein, but certainly Armageddon is coming soon, and Brother Stan is the last day prophet of the Bible, according to him. Brother Stan recently was attempting to set up a ship to transmit in the Caribbean and broadcast programs, so he was to the point of, in a sense, owning his own radio station. But there we came across the FCC in the United States, and they had a little difficulty, illegality, and the FCC has taken all of the equipment, the transmitting equipment, off the boat. So we'll be talking about Brother Stair in future programs. Tom Valentine, a Liberty Lobby person who is been very involved. In fact, his program is sponsored by Liberty Lobby and Spotlight Magazine. And this is a publication that I think we have over here, the Liberty Lobby, a very fine book, which you're going to be talking about here soon. Liberty Lobby was founded by Willis Carto,
Well, has a lot of connection to the Populist Party.
The Populist magazine. The Populist Party, a few years ago, ran for, David Duke, president, and all this stuff. It's very supportive of this. And it has a very anti-Jewish origins in appearance. So, what are we talking about? Valentine and the Premier. This is an conspiracy theorist group that will be discussing all the possibilities of conspiracy out there. And an individual we'll be talking about this week on the program, which is Kevin
Greenfield. Great honor to be here, yeah. Thank you to him so much.
This is going to
be fun. I can't wait for the next
installment. It only gets worse from here. William Cooper, and the Hour of the Time, a very, I don't know, I call William Cooper the strongest paranoid person I have ever listened to on the radio, and a very unusual, different type of program. It's sort of a survivalist program, again, a lot, real heavy on the conspiracy theories and such. William Cooper and the Hour of the Time, which you heard on, I believe, WWCR, as well as some of the other stations. But the point I wanted to make is that these individuals tilt from one of these stations to the other. And again, today they may have a half-hour program. Tomorrow you'll find a week or a couple of months from now. The funny thing is they now have all of a sudden 2 or 3 hours a day on some of these stations. And eventually, in a year's time, they're a partnership or an owner of a radio station.
James, this stuff is truly offensive. I mean, we can make a little bit of fun here as we go. But how did you start listening to it? Why? What happened? And has there always been this much of this kind of stuff on the airwaves?
Well, this is sort of a situation that has occurred probably in the last 2 to 3 years. We have seen this type of hate programming come up. My ideas on this and theories is that shortwave radio, a lot of stations such as WRNO, who pioneered, by the way, WRNO was a rock and roll station and played rock and roll. But WRNO could never get the funding through Coca-Cola or PepsiCo or something to really support its shortwave endeavors. They tried and tried it, and it didn't work. So about 2 years ago, the station was having a lot of difficulties. The tubes were failing, and you could see that they were struggling to make it. All of a sudden, they started to emitting some very ultra-right-wing groups. They were selling blocks of airtime to these groups on the station. Once one started, several others, and then again, the watering hole effect started, where there was a vast amount. So around about that time, we started noticing more and more of this happening. WWCR, I think, is the worldwide Christian radio. And a lot of listeners call it worldwide conspiracy radio because of the content of it. So I started seeing more and more of this. You ask, how did I start getting involved with it? I have gotten a lot of people involved with shortwave listening, as you know. And told them about it, got them excited, and I specifically like to get young people involved with shortwave listening. And in doing that, I listen, of course, a lot myself. And one day, I happened to be tuning across one of these broadcasts, and what I heard was incredibly offensive to me, and I couldn't imagine, having worked in broadcasting for several years, how anybody could be broadcasting this and getting away with saying racial slurs and names and picking on groups and such. I was very, very shocked that it, was going on, especially on shortwave, because I've always promoted shortwave to a lot of young people. It's a great way to collect information from all around the planet in different countries, different cultures. All of a sudden, here's somebody amongst those voices out there that is incredibly offensive.
So there is a lot of money, obviously, behind these endeavors, and they wouldn't be able to be on the air.
Well, it wouldn't be expanding quite as much as it is. And of course, Steve, as you know, one of the things that we're very concerned with is somebody such as Rush Limbaugh, who now is mainstream media and widely accepted throughout the networks in the United States. In fact, I'm told that he's going to be a guest appearing on as a consultant and such on some of the new networks in the U.S. Rush Limbaugh, a few years ago, was a nobody. No one knew who he was. He came out of total obscurity. He became a millionaire, amongst many things, an author, somebody who was in the first arm of the government.
Right.
The same thing could happen to these individuals that we're referring to here, and this is what concerned. They are in the same growth pattern that Rush Limbaugh, in the same area that he came from. And by the way, I'd like to point out, both these individuals, and Rush Limbaugh, as a leftist, you know, puppet.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, James, if you...
Well, folks, now you've heard it, I guess.
I hope you were all able to hear it. They even picked on poor Rush Limbaugh. Now, he's just about as harmless as you can get, and they're picking on poor Rush. Radio for Peace International, United Nations broadcast. Now they've got a far-right wing radio watch. And they have a tendency, like they always do, to lie, lump everybody together, like they always do. That's something we don't do here, won't do. And we know that they're listening to us regularly because they can't help it. They're masochists. They're also getting an education. They don't know it, but if they go and look at the references that we give them, sooner than they even realize, they will be one of us. They profess to be for free speech, but they're not. You heard it. Anyone who disagrees with them is offensive. Well, twit brain, we find you offensive. But you see, that won't make any difference to you, because the only offensive that counts is what's offensive to you. They talk about far right. They have no conception of what right and left mean. Their whole attitude is one of suppression and control. They want to control anyone who disagrees with them, any speech that they do not approve of, anything that is considered not to be politically correct, or what, as he terms, is offensive to his little bitty brain, if he has one. Personally, I don't think so. From listening to his broadcast, I think you could roll his little tiny brain up into a little ball, stuff it up a gnat's ass, and it would roll around like a BB in a boxcar. How's that for offensive, you communists? They should call Radio for Peace International Radio for Communism International. For folks, liberal really means communist. Left wing means fascism. It means total control. Hitler's party was National Socialism. I'm proud to be called far right. Far right means less control, more freedom for the individual. Freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to trial by jury, the right to habeas corpus, the right for your person and belongings to be safe and free from search and seizure. The right of just compensation for property that is taken from you by the all-powerful socialist state. Radio for Peace International, my butt. It's Radio for Total Control of the World International. It's United Nations Totalitarian Socialist State International. Let me give you the frequencies if you want to hear more of their drivel. You see, by listening to them, you learn how they lie and how they deceive and manipulate, and they will continue to do it. Radio for Peace International can be heard on 15030. That's 15030. Also on 73. Is that 75 or 35?
75.
Okay, that's 7375. These are megahertz frequencies, folks. 7375. And it can be heard on 21465 upper sideband,
21465 upper sideband and 9375 upper sideband. That's 9375 upper sideband. I require that the listeners of this broadcast listen to United Nations broadcasts, listen to the far right radio review. It will give you such an education in socialist, claptrap, communist drivel that if you ever thought of becoming one, they will chase you away real quick, especially if you have a brain and can discern liars and lies. They are full of it. Don't go away, folks. We will be right back after our usual short pause to turn this silly tape over. Wish somebody would invent something that would make it so we didn't have to do this, but we do. Folks, you need to prepare yourselves for the hardships that are coming. For people like you just heard, gain control. You see, there won't be any WWCRs or WRNOs or WHRIs or any of these Christian broadcast radio stations or any voices like mine or Rush Limbaugh's or Tom Valentine's or anyone else. You heard them. You heard them with your own ears. They would shut us up in a second. They complained about the power of the radio stations. They complained that there are any radio stations. They complained that there's religious broadcasting and Christian broadcasting in particular. And, of course, you heard the broadcast that hurts them the most. It's The Hour of the Time and William Cooper. I'm so proud of that distinction. It's as if they pinned a medal over my heart. Those fools will never learn, will they? They will never, ever learn. And that's why their dream of a world utopia, 1,000 years of peace, will never come true. Because they don't know how to leave other people alone. And when you don't leave other people alone, it makes other people want to stick their fist right down your throat. And that's the truth. You see, they want to control everything. They want to regulate everything. They want to license everything. They want to shut anybody up who doesn't agree with them. And that's why their United Nations and their New World Order and their utopia, their heaven on earth, is not going to occur. It'll never occur until they're all dead and buried. And that's the truth of the matter. But they're never going to be all dead and buried. They would imprison us. They would throw us in labor camps. They would execute us if they had the chance. But we would never do that to them. Unless, of course, they persist in taking our freedoms away. They can push us to a point, and then we will rise up en masse and take the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights, return it to its lawful place as the supreme law of the land, arrest all of these traitors, and unlike them, they wouldn't give us a trial. They wouldn't give us the time of day. They would merely execute us. We would give them a trial with a jury of their peers, and if found guilty of treason, then we would execute them. If they were found innocent, we would, as we have always done, let them go. Probably to our detriment, but that's what decent people do. I encourage you to take advantage of our offers on food storage. I also encourage you to do it even if you don't get your food storage from us. I've always said that long before we even knew we were going to do it. When we did it, nobody purchased. I still recommended that you do it, and I still recommend that you do it. If you don't want to get it from us, get it. I don't care where you get it, but get it. Also, you need some gold or silver or platinum metal in one of its various forms, and I don't care where you get it, but get it. Just like Craig Smith said on this broadcast, and just like Gene Miller says, if you don't get it from our sponsors, at least get it. But if you gain sustenance from this program, you should reward those who bring it to you. And that's Swiss America Trading. So call them, folks, and do it right now. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Thank them for sponsoring the Hour of the Time. Ask them for the free information and newsletters that you're entitled to as a listener to this broadcast, and investigate the means to protect your assets from these unbelievable, rabid, psychotic criminals who call themselves left-wing or liberal, socialist, communist, creepo, controlling airheads. I wish I could think of something else. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't, but I just love it. I love it. And they love to listen to this program because they're masochists. They love to be punished, and I love to punish them. I love to throw their lies in their face. They can't stand it. You see, PUCOs, you know, it's not that we have a lot of money behind us. We don't have any money behind us. We're a poor family. Carolyn's over here laughing in the corner. We don't have any money, folks. Carolyn doesn't have any money. And that's the truth of the matter. If we wanted money, we wouldn't give you $500 discounts on food storage stuff. I'll tell you that right now. And we wouldn't have cut off the CADGI membership and a lot of other things that we do. The truth is, you little liberal, pinko, creepo, airheaded nut brains, this is the truth. You wouldn't last 10 minutes on a radio broadcast of your own competing with any of us because you cannot tell the truth. And the truth also is that you too can be on WWCR or any other radio station. All you have to do is walk in and plunk down the money for your hour of time just like the rest of us do. But you won't do that because you're a socialist. You want it for free, and I'll bet you anything you're getting it for free right there on Radio for Peace International, aren't you? Aren't you, you sorry twits? It's amazing. These radio stations proliferate because there's a need for them. They're privately owned, and we in this country have a right to purchase a radio station or build one if we can get it licensed through the FCC and broadcast anything we want because in this country we still have some remnant of freedom of speech. And if we can keep you at bay, we will always have some remnant of freedom of speech. When you shut people up, no matter who they are or what they're saying, you shut yourself up. And you guarantee no protest, no truth, no liberty. But you don't understand that. Because you're a little commie airhead. What I can't understand, what are you doing in Costa Rica? Why don't you go to Cuba, where they practice what you believe in? You see, I see all you little twits running around in the world espousing all this socialist, commie, claptrap bullshit, but I don't see you living anywhere where they practice it. And the reason for that is you couldn't stand to live under such a system. Nope, you love to be free as long as you can preach total control. The minute total control comes, you are the first to cry and scream and beg for mercy. Aren't you? Well, it's true. Yeah. You had something to say, Carolyn? Oh, I'm sorry. Go for it.
Right. I was going to say it's like driving around with a car full of guns,
Or trying to talk when I've got your pot turned off.
It's like driving around with a car full of guns, protesting that we must have gun control.
Yes, who did that?
Right. I don't know.
It was Jane.
Who's been around for a while?
It was Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda, communist.
Right.
Jane, she is Fonda,
Jane
communist.
Fonda. Yeah. Could I also add that we're also preparing a celebration. I'm not sure what year it will be in, but it's going to fall on the same day as the UN celebration of their 50th year of existence. Stay tuned, and we'll let you know what we do on that day.
If I got anything to do with
it. October 10th.
If I got anything to do with it, it'll be the last year of their existence. I want them off of United States soil.
Right. Someone called in and said, remember. The United Nations is just a building.
That's right. It's just a building full of people. It has no standing whatsoever. It's nothing. It's an artificial nothing.
And I understand they fly their flag above the United States flag, and I don't like that, and I don't also like the fact that Mr. Gorbachev is in California, and I don't see how Americans can sleep at night knowing that.
Yeah, and not only in California, but living and working on one of our military bases.
The oldest one, I heard.
The Presidio? I don't know.
One of the oldest ones.
It may be.
One of the renowned ones.
Yeah, it may be. Well, here's an interesting story sent in to by one of our listeners. And he says, here's an interesting story about your friend at Radio Free America. Several years ago, I was visiting with an ex-sheriff business associate of mine in Okie-Dokie City. And while I was there, in walked two of his friends who were also ex-sheriffs and now federal marshals. After a time, I decided to aggravate the two old hick marshals. I commented that there was a program on shortwave which was sure doing a good job of blowing the whistle on their shenanigans. And what did they think about it? Well, this fellow looked me in the eye and said, "We know everything there is to know about Radio Free America. We know every time someone farts there. We know the name of everyone who calls our rights." He paused and said, "You see, the best way to keep the maggots out of the storehouse is to get rid of the green fly. And to do this, you need a little stink. Radio Free America is the stink which draws the green fly." He grinned and then said, "If Radio Free America did not exist, we would have to invent it." As if they didn't. talking about messing up my day, if this hick knew all about this, what did the big boys know? And then he says, "The above is a true story." I can't, of course, give you his name, as usual. But this has been an interesting weekend, I tell you that. Tell you that, folks. And I got something else here. One World. P.O. Box 2566. Everybody send for their literature, folks. You're going to be amazed at what you get. Write this down and send for their literature. Don't tell them who you are or where you got their address. Just write them and ask, you know, tell them you're a One Worlder and you want their literature. Write to One World, Post Office Box 2566, Monterey, California, 93942. That's Post Office Box 2566, Monterey, California, 93942. I'm going to give it one more time because I want you to do this. I want you to see what these clowns are up to. One World, Post Office Box 2566, Monterey, California, 93942. These idiots want to bring the one world together under a one world government without any kind of assurances that their individual rights will be protected. They have no idea what kind of government they're going to get. They walk around in this namby-pamby liberal fog thinking that, oh, if we just wish it, everything is going to be okay. Well, I got news for you. Everything ain't going to be okay. There ain't no Bill of Rights in the UN Charter. In fact, if you read the UN Charter and all the resolutions they passed, it will make you turn green and head for the hills with all the rifles you can get. Proposed law by initiative in California. What they want to do is add an article to the Constitution to the state of California to read, "Notwithstanding Section 3 or any other section of this Constitution, an appropriation will be made from the state treasury for the purpose of making a loan to the American Electoral Administration no later than 10 days after it is applied for to carry out its duties and activities under Division 3.2, commencing with Section 600 of Title 1 of the Government Code." And what's this all about, folks? It's for a World Constitutional Convention. That's right, folks. A World Constitutional Convention. And this is being introduced in states all across the nation. You should contact your state legislators. Find out if indeed there is anything being introduced for a World Constitutional Convention. And tell them that they better kill it on pain of being deported to Upper Slobovia.
Right. Can I add also that our local paper published the Constitution of the United States of America?
Actually, the local
paper. The
paper
did not. Right.
Local patriots and members of the militia paid the paper to publish it in one page. Papers have some kind of aversion to the Constitution. Usually they're controlled by some liberal twit who won't write the truth, wouldn't know the truth of it hitting broadside in the butt, to tell you the truth.
Right, and they don't even have the courtesy to reply when you request that they print it to say that they can or they can't.
That's right. Now, the board of directors of this organization here is former presidents of the United States, former speakers, U.S. House of Representatives, former presidents, pro temp, U.S. Senate, former Chief Justice, U.S. Supreme Court, former Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chairman, National Governors Association, they give all the addresses, Chairman, National Conference of Lieutenant Governors, President, National Association of Secretaries of State, President, National Conference of State Legislatures, President, American Bar Association, Chairman, American Conservative Union, President, American Civil Liberties Union, of course, President, American Council for the Arts, President, American Council on Education, President, AFL-CIO, and all you workers thought that the union was on your side, you better guess again, all your union leaders are members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and you'll find that in the chart in the back of my book that was published 4 years ago, folks. President, American Humanist Association, Chairman of Amnesty International, President, Chamber of Commerce of the USA, President, Citizens Against Government Waste, President, Common Cause, can you believe that? President, the Conservative Caucus, can you believe that? See, I told you, folks, you won't listen to me. Chairman, Democratic National Committee, Co-Founder, Secretary, Global Exchange, Executive Director, Greenpeace, President, League of Women's Voters, you all thought they were patriots too, President, National Asian Pacific American Legal Consortium, whatever that is, Executive Director, National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. I got news for you. If you advance this, you're going to set your colored people back into chains, you dummies. This is the only nation on the face of the earth that ever made anybody free. Anybody in the whole world. Why are you so eager to get rid of it? Why do you want to do away with the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, that gave you your freedom and go back to being owned by something? Stupid people. President, National Association of Evangelicals. President, National Association of Manufacturers. President, National Congress of American Indians. President, National Council of Churches of Christ in the USA. President, National Council of Islamic Affairs. President, National Council, La Raza. President, National Education Association. President, National Farmers Union. President, National Organization for Women. President, National Press Club. President, One World. President, People for the American Way. What a joke. President, Public Citizen. Chair, Republican National Committee. President Sierra Club, President Southern Baptist Convention, President Synagogue Council of America, Chairman Council of Concerned Scientists, President of United States Catholic Conference. One world, one card. Oh boy, in deep trouble out there, sheeple, if you don't get off your butts and do something. The people that you heard at the beginning of this program will take everything away from you and instill a one-world totalitarian socialist government. You heard them. You heard them. Now, if you were to ask them, they would think there was nothing at all wrong with what they said. You see, we believe in free speech. We might criticize something that someone says, but we would never criticize their right to say it. We would never criticize their right to build radio stations or to broadcast on those radio stations any views that they wanted to broadcast. In fact, we would support their right to do it. In fact, I would fight and die for their right to do it, but not them. Nope. They would take it all away. They would imprison us. They would destroy these stations. They would make it against the law for us to broadcast.
In fact, there are laws in Congress right now that would make it against the law for us to broadcast. How many of you were aware of that? And I got a letter today. Somebody wrote me a letter saying, contribute $1,000 to keep Rush on the air. I'll contribute $1,000 to keep Rush on the air when you creepos contribute $1,000 to keep the hour of the time on the air.
What are we rushing?
Rush.
Some of the mail I get, I just sit there and laugh. I laugh sometimes for an hour. It's just funny. It's really funny.
Bill, do you think down the line they have any idea about changing all the languages all around the world to one language? I've not heard about that.
Hey, eventually if they have their way, everything will be one. There will be one car company, one subway line. There will be one doctor.
One sex, remember? androgynous.
They really want that.
I know.
They really want that. They want everybody to be androgynous. Well, I got one last article to read to you folks. This is from the Arizona Republic by William P. Cheshire, senior editorial columnist. Now, I'll tell you something. He really stuck his neck out when he wrote this column. And he may not have any future, but he wrote it. He wrote it because it's true, and somebody had to read it. How the cops can seize your property. And listen, socialists, if you think that I'm some kind of paranoid conspiracy nut, listen to this. Everything I've ever said on this program, I can prove. Prove. I cite the law. I cite documents. I cite books. I quote people. None of this comes off of my head. And if you'd listen to this broadcast long enough, you wouldn't be a socialist very long. Listen to this. If you pick up any Wednesday's USA Today and turn to the D section, you'll find a full page of cash, cars, and real estate that the Drug Enforcement Administration has seized under its property confiscation authority. But all this stuff belonged to drug dealers and they had it coming, right? Wrong, twit brain. Those listed, the government is careful to point out, are not necessarily criminal defendants or suspects, nor does the appearance of their names in this notice necessarily mean that they are the target of DEA investigations or other activities. You understand what I just read? That is a notice by the government when they list those items for sale that they've confiscated. That they confiscated them, in many instances, from innocent people who are not even charged or suspected of any crime. I continue. According to Jarrett B. Wilstein, associate editor of the Financial Privacy Report, police seized the property of an estimated 5,000 innocent persons every week. Hitler wasn't even that good. Ladies and gentlemen, and you all cried about Hitler so much, why aren't you crying about this? Want to know why? Because you're sheeple. You got wool in your eyes. Weinstein's article is reprinted in the libertarian publication Uncommon Sense. You can get it from Box 3625, Kingman, Arizona, 86402. Agencies now confiscating property from innocent Americans, says Wilstein. Include the FBI, the Coast Guard, the Food and Drug Administration, the U.S. Postal Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the Department of Housing and Urban Development, as well as thousands of state and local police departments. Volusia County, Florida. Police routinely ask people stopped for traffic violations how much money they're carrying. Let me say that again. Volusia County, Florida, the Nazi stormtroopers down there routinely ask people stopped for traffic violations how much money they're carrying. Wilstein says if the motorists have more than a few hundred dollars on them, the money is seized on grounds of suspicious behavior. They just take the people's money. And I'll be willing to bet you anything you want to bet that 90% of it goes right in their pocket. Police also seize jewelry and expensive cars. In the last 4 years, says Wilstein, these legalized highway robberies have brought in $8 million minimum. Even paying for airline tickets can be dangerous. The DEA and local police operate surveillance units at all major airports. According to Wilstein, virtually everyone you deal with at an airport, from the ticket clerks to the baggage handlers, is paid a 10% bounty for turning you in to the DEA. And get this, folks, only if you buy a ticket with cash or if you just look suspicious. You might be sick and be sweating because you've got the flu and you've got to travel. You don't want to, but you've got to, and you're sick and you're sweating, and you get arrested because you're sweating. The CBS program 60 Minutes sent a well-dressed reporter to airports in several major cities where he purchased tickets with cash. In every single instance, DEA agents were waiting to seize his money. The feds also keep a watchful eye on patrons of major hotels around the country. They have installed surveillance cameras at agricultural supply houses and require salesmen to keep a record of people who buy grow lights hoping to spot pot farms, Wilstein reports. Local police are no slouches either. Texas officers arrested a 49-year-old woman at Houston's Hobby Airport 5 years ago when a drug dog scratched at her luggage. Wilstein says a search revealed no drugs, but did turn up $39,110, money from an insurance settlement, and the woman's 20-year savings. The woman was charged with no crime. She was not charged with anything, nor was she suspected of anything, and she was able to document the origin of every penny of her money, and the cops kept it anyway. The Nazi storm-trooping, traitorous scumbags kept it. I continue. Though not mentioned by Wilstein, the case of Donald P. Scott shows law enforcement at its worst. Using an improperly obtained search warrant, 30 local and federal law enforcement officers broke down the door of Scott's California home in October 1992. When Scott, armed with a pistol, went to check on the commotion, the cops killed him in self-defense, they say. They said they suspected Scott of growing marijuana, but no marijuana was found on any of his property. Not even one seed. After an exhaustive investigation, Ventura County District Attorney Michael D. Bradbury concluded that the raid was motivated at least in part by a desire to seize and forfeit the ranch for the government. The DA's report added this chilling tidbit. In order to seize and forfeit property under either California or federal law, there is no requirement that an individual be arrested or charged criminally. Got that? You may have thought the Constitution protected you against unreasonable searches and seizures and kept the government from taking your property without due process of law. These are mere words on paper, folks. Words increasingly disregarded by what some people, including yours truly, on especially gloomy days, suspect is the vanguard of a police state. And I tell you, there is no Constitution. There is no United States of America. There is a United Nations in the process of putting the chains on all your ankles. Good night, and God bless you all. Thank you.